This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. On the days of the Khalifa al-Mu'tasim, a Muslim lady was attacked and humiliated by the Roman soldiers. As they were taking her to jail, she screamed and said her famous statement, "Wa mu'tasima, wa mu'tasima." She's calling upon the Khalifa. Look what they're doing to the Muslims. The message got to the Khalifa. He got very upset. And he prepared an army. When the first one was entering the Roman Empire, the last one was just leaving the fortress of the Muslims. That, how big was the army? This is how huge was the army. Long story short, Al-Mu'tasim conquered the land and insisted to go to the jail himself and free the sister. When he got there and saw her, he said, "I heard your call, and now you are free. I heard your call, and now you are free." Our brothers and sisters in Gaza are calling, "O Muslims, O Arab, O leaders, O human beings, we need your help. We want to tell the people of Gaza, our leaders, the Muslim leaders, have heard your call, but they are busy licking the boots of their masters. So wait a little bit." People of Gaza, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, heard your call, and they are saying, "What did they get themselves into?" And us, the believers, my dear people of Gaza, we heard your call, and we are bleeding, and we are suffering, and we are having sleepless nights making dua for you. My brothers and sisters, people are asking one of the main questions now: when will the victory take place? First, let's define victory. Second, where is the victory from? Third, how to earn it? What consists as victory? Victory is to die as a believer. Victory to die and you have no speck of doubt in your heart about any ruling of Islam. Victory, Allah said, "Innama al-mu'minun alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi wa jahadu thumma lam yartabu wa jahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah ulaika humus sadiqun." The true believers are the ones who believe in Allah and His Prophet. And then Allah added and inserted, then they have no doubt whatsoever. And they have strived in the cause of Allah with their wealth and with themselves. These are the true believers. Victory is to die and you have La ilaha illallah in your heart and on your tongue. What's the evidence? The people of the ditch, we all know Surah Al-Buruj. In Surah Al-Buruj, Allah mentioned the story of the people of Ukhdud. They have a king that asked everybody in the city to worship him. And every single member of the society refused. And they said, La ilaha illallah. So the king ordered for a ditch of fire to be dug and everybody to stand on the edge. And when they deny the king, push them in the ditch. Every single one of them refused to obey and worship the king. And they were all thrown until one lady were holding her baby and she's about to be thrown. And she felt sorry for her baby. And her baby is one of the babies that spoke in the cradle and said, Ya umma, asbiri, fa innaki ala al-haq. Oh my mother, be patient. You are on the haq. And she jumped. According to our logic, what did they benefit? What did they benefit? They all died. They could have lied and said, we believe in the king. And then they start establishing Islam again. That is an option, but they chose the best option. Allah Azza wa Jal in that surah called their action Al-Fawzu Al-Kabir, the ultimate victory, the ultimate success. They all died. But what they did, not me and you, not our definition of victory, Allah called it Al-Fawzu Al-Kabir. This is the utmost victory. Where is the victory coming from? وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Victory is only, it's not by warships, by fighter jets, by the most developed and civilized or technology. No, the victory is only from Allah Azza wa Jal. Only. Musa alayhi salam with few people, Fir'aun behind him, the ocean in front of him, there's no way out. Everybody said, Inna lamudrakoon, we are doomed. And Allah Azza wa Jal, where the source of victory is, we all know the story. And the Fir'aun of that time, which we have many of them these days, was destroyed and drowned. So the time for these Fir'auns is also coming. How to attain the victory? And that is the most important thing. My beloved brothers and sisters, very clear in the Quran, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. If you make Allah victorious, Allah will give you victory. And Allah will give victory in Surah Al-Hajj to whomsoever make Allah victorious. What does it mean to make Allah victorious? كيف تكون نصرة الله? By obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Can you believe that the solution for Gaza is in my hand and in your hands? By obeying Allah Azza wa Jal in our daily life, by spreading His deen and showing the beauty of this deen and how just is this deen. By staying away from what Allah has prohibited. By applying the deen in every move in your life, in your business, in the transactions that you do, in your behavior, in your manners. Making Allah victorious. Allah Azza wa Jal told us in Surah An-Nur how to attain that. Very simple. One action, one word. No doubt that the goal and the hope of every single Muslim is to see this deen spread and make everybody around us enjoy the beauty of this deen. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى, lend me your heart. وعد الله, الله أكبر, الله أكبر. وعد الله, Allah promised. The ayah started by saying, Allah has promised. And Allah does not break His promise. First of all, let's see who He promised and what He promised. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات. He gave this wa'd not to the people. He gave him to the one who has strong iman and they are obeying Allah to the best of their ability and staying away from what Allah has prohibited. What is the wa'd? Listen carefully. ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا. الله أكبر. Listen to the dream of every Muslim in this ayah. What are the promises of Allah? Number one, you will become the successors on earth. Every president on earth will become a Muslim. This is the promise of Allah. Authority. You will have the authority to practice your deen. The one that Allah has chosen for you. وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَكُمْ. Imagine, wallahi, this is a wa'd of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will be successors. You will have the authority on earth. And He will exchange your fear into safety and security. Isn't that every believer's wish? طيب يا الله. What should we do? One word. يعبدونني. لا يشركون بي شيئا. In return, all this introduction with all these promises, what do you want, Ya Allah, from me? Be a abd. Are you a abd? Are you acting as a abd? Are you acting as if you have a master that tells you get up for fajr, wear hijab, stay away from riba? Are you saying sami'na wa ata'na, or you are your own master? This is what Allah asked us. Ya'budunani. Worship me. Stay away from alcohol. Stay away from this. Stay away from that. Yes, Ya Allah. Pray your 5 daily prayers. Be good and dutiful to your parents. Treat others with respect and honor. Do not cheat. Do not lie. Do not backbite. Are we abd? This is the only thing Allah said. All these promises. And at the end, He said, Ya'budunani. If we act as an abd, if we behave as a true abd to Allah, all these promises will be fulfilled. Allah will never, ever break His promise. We are always asked by every sheikh to make dua, and it's amazing. We should all make dua. But dua has to come with action. Dua alone is not enough. Have you ever seen someone who's sick and asking Allah to give him shifa and he does not go to the doctor and take medicine? Have you ever seen someone who wants Allah to make him pass in the exam and he doesn't even go to school or study? We are making dua for Allah to liberate, to give victory to Gaza. What are we doing? Be a abd. Your brothers and sisters are giving up their life and their wealth and their properties. Give up a Starbucks coffee. Can you do this jihad? Give up a McDonald's burger. Dua needs action. When I make dua, Ya Allah, bless me with a child, I have to go get married. We gotta do something. Come back to Allah Azza wa Jal, and you will see the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. O people of Gaza, يا أهل غزة لا تحسبن الله غافل لا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Oh, people of Gaza, don't ever think that Allah is not aware of what's happening. Oh, people of Gaza, you have scarred the enemy, a scar that will never ever be forgotten. Oh, people of Gaza, you have given an iman boost to the whole ummah. You have revived the iman in our hearts. You have reminded us, what does the word izzah mean? You have reminded us, what does the word izzah mean? Glad tidings, ya bushra li ahli Gaza. Glad tidings to the people of Gaza. Shuhada'ukum fil jannah wa amwatuhum fil nar. For the deceased people of Jannah, of Gaza, your deceased are shuhada in Jannah, ahya'un yurzaqoon. They're alive with Allah. All their sins were forgiven with the first drop of blood. And they will intercede to 70 of their families. And for their injured ones, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, on the day of judgment, when people who suffered affliction and they are given their reward, those people who are healthy, the people who are injured, sick, they got a limb blown away and they are patient, when they get the reward on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the healthy ones, when they saw the reward, they wish they would go back to the dunya and cut by the scissors into pieces because of the reward the people who were injured got. Hani'an lakum ya ahla Gaza. Glad tidings for the people of Gaza. And to the murabiteen in Gaza. And to the mujahideen in Gaza. This is for the one who deceased and the one who are injured. For the one who are still alive and standing firm. Not wanting, like the others said, just give up, ya akhi, and live in peace and let your kids go to school. No! They are murabiteen. They are standing firm. To them, listen to this hadith. Wallahi, I was so grateful to Allah when I found out that these two hadith are authentic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered to the Sahaba and he said, ألا أنبئكم بليلة أفضل من ليلة القدر. Should I inform you about a night that is better than the ليلة القدر? Said, yes, ya Rasulullah. He said, حارس حرس على أرض خوف لعله لا يرجع إلى أهله. الله أكبر. A person who's guarding the deen of Allah, a person who's guarding his other brothers, a person who's defeating the disbelievers, ala ardi khawf, on a land where fear is dominating, and he is afraid, he might not go back to his family. Another hadith, listen to this hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu anh was seen standing as a murabit, protecting the soldiers in a battlefield. A man asked him, ya Abu Huraira, what are you doing? He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Mawqif sa'a fi sabilillah khayrun min qiyam laylatil qadr 'inda al-hajar al-aswad. Standing 1 hour, standing a period of time defending your deen, protecting your brothers, fighting kufr, is better than praying Laylatul Qadr next to the Al-Hajar Al-Aswad. So who should make dua to who? My brothers and sisters, Khabbab narrated this hadith. And he said, we came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was reclining in the shade of the Kaaba. Who's Khabbab? Khabbab is the one who, when he uncovered his back, Umar started crying. One of the most tortured Muslims ever. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa while he's sitting by the Kaaba and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ala tad'u lana? Yani, this is getting too much. Brothers and sisters are dying everywhere. Ya Rasulullah, please make dua for us. This is, we cannot take this, this is too much. Ala tad'u lana? Ala tastansir lana? Ask Allah for victory for us. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for us. You are the best man ever created. Your dua is mustajab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reclining and sat down and his face became red. And he said, Ya Khabbab, a man before you would be cut in half and that will not make him leave his deen. His body will be calmed with iron combs that would remove the flesh from the bones and he will never leave this deen. By Allah, this is the promise of your beloved. By Allah, this deen will prevail until the traveler travel from Sana'a to Hadramut does not fear anything except Allah. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ But you are rushing, you are hasty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are hasty. إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تستعجلون. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا استودع الله شيئا حفظه. When Allah is entrusted to something, He will protect it. اللهم استودع غزة. اللهم استودع إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصرهم يا كريم. اللهم يا عزيز انصرهم. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدونا يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لهم ذنوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا اللهم يا رب العالمين اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ويسر لنا أمورنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ارزقنا الشهادة في سبيلك اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم Please move forward, fill up the main hall first. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, heels on the line. Sisters, please do the same. Fill up all the gaps. You can just make some space. The brothers are squeezing here. Okay. Still.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
تجلو make dua after second rak'ah. Allahu akbar. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، واخذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم اخذل الكفار والكافرين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة، اللهم ارحم موتاهم واشف مرضاهم وداو جرحاهم، اللهم تقبلهم في الشهداء، اللهم تقبلهم بالشهداء، اللهم أنجز لنا ما وعدتنا، اللهم آتنا ما وعدتنا، يا منزل الكتاب، يا سريع الحساب، يا هازم الأحزاب، اللهم اهزمهم، اللهم زلزل بني صهيون، اللهم زلزل الأرض تحت أقدامهم، اللهم لا ترفع لهم راية ولا تجعل لهم غاية، واجعلهم لمن بعدهم آية، اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك يا قوي يا عزيز يا رب العالمين، يا كريم يا قوي يا قهار يا الله، انصر إخواننا على عدوك وعدونا، اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين، اللهم لا تدع لهم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، يا أرحم الراحمين اجعل أولادهم في الفردوس الأعلى، واجعل جرحاهم يا رب العالمين داوي جرحاهم، اللهم يا رب العالمين ثبت رمياتهم، اللهم ثبت أقدامهم، اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا، اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا، وثبت أقدامهم، وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.